Today is Wednesday, February 26, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I'm infirm. I'm infirm. For those of you who don't speak French, I am sick. No, I'm not sick. Occasionally, I don't even like to mention this, but you know what? This podcast, my life is an open book, and I don't know, it kind of grosses me out, and I don't like to even think about it or mention it or anything. I'm sure I must have discussed this on a podcast before, but anyway, I get fever blisters. I get cold sores on my mouth. It's horrible. I don't think it was from anything sexual that I've done. I've gotten them for a long time, and my mom gets them, and I don't think she's been in any glory holes, like, you know, doing anything. Anyway, so I really don't think that it's related to anything untoward that I've ever done, nor should I be ashamed of anything I've ever done anyway, but I get them. And usually it's when I've either been, you know, as with a typical cold sore, it's like when I'm really stressed out, or if I've been sick, you know, you refer to them as fever blisters a lot of times, you know, if I've had a fever, or if I've been, I found a couple of years ago that when Mark and I went to, I think it's when we did our tour of Utah, or what we did all the, we drove around all the national parks, I got one. And usually it's only like maybe one a year. You know, who knows? Like, not very often at all. But what, I hate them. It's so embarrassing. They hurt. You look like you got some horrible, hideous disease on your face. It's not good. And I don't like it. And I play trumpet, so, you know, I can't play. I had a trumpet instructor that used to get them, and he couldn't play while he had them, of course. Anyway, and so all of this to say that I played, thank God I didn't get one like while I was playing Newsies, because you can't play, like it would completely ruin everything. But I got finished playing Newsies, and on Monday, I think it was Monday, I started feeling that tingling sort of weird, but this kind of hurt. Like normally it just tingles, this hurt. And my lip was like hurting when I would like close my mouth and stuff. In the same place that I always get them. So anyway, I was like, oh my God, I think I'm... And so in the past, I went to the dermatologist a couple of years ago. I guess it was 3 years ago at this point. At least the dermatologist told me this. And I told them, look, I get fever blisters sometimes. And I think there's a medication that you can give me to prevent me from getting them or to make them not as bad. And they said, yes, absolutely, we can do that. But I didn't really, and so I got a prescription, and I was even able to refill it one. I've been able to refill it a couple of times. And what I would do is, and I didn't even have one, I actually went to the dermatologist to get like a mole burned off of the side of my face, because I don't want to have any weird blemishes on my face, you know. It wasn't cancer or anything like that. I'm like, I don't like the way this looks. Can you get rid of it? And she's like, sure. And she put some, you know, nitrogen, whatever that stuff is they freeze you with. Anyway, put that on there, and then, you know, it was gone. Yeah, I mean, it took a couple of days for it to come off, but anyway. But I'm like, oh, while I'm here, I get fever blisters occasionally, and I hate them. Is there any medicine? And she's like, yeah. And then she gave it to me. Well, it's been 3 years. Well, I started feeling this, and I realized that I was almost out of this medicine. And so I called them and said, can I get a refill? And the short answer was, no, we haven't seen you in 3 years. You have to come in. Now, I don't know why I have to come in. I didn't have yet a fever blister. I felt my lip tingling. And I didn't, you know, there were no symptoms yet that they could visibly see. So I don't know what they were going to do, but it takes forever to get into the dermatologist. It takes weeks. So I found this website that sells all kinds of stuff. It sells, I don't know, Viagra, it sells all of this stuff, because I didn't want to have to make an appointment with a doctor. And so I go and I have to do a video consult, and I'm like, look, I had a prescription before, yada, yada. Anyway, and so I go through this whole rigmarole, and it's going to be so expensive. But I'm like, yeah, do it. But the problem is I didn't have enough of my prescription to get me through this most recent And I knew, and by that time, I was starting to see a little bit of puffiness in my lip, et cetera. I'm going into way too much detail here, but I mean, my life is an open book at this point. So I had already paid for it. I don't even want to say how much it was. It wasn't a horrible, but okay, it was $80 for 3 months worth of pills. So, and I can pay $3 at my pharmacy if I go through a regular doctor. It's crazy. So then, but it was too late. But then when I started really thinking, oh my God, I got it. So I'm like, I'm going to have to go to the doctor because I'm out, but I really don't want this to be a horrible thing. And it was looking like it was going to be big, all this stuff. And it was, like I said, it was painful. So then I realized I don't have to go into a doctor. We have what's called doctors on demand on my insurance plan. And so I was like, okay, well, I'm going to do that. So then I go on. It was very convenient. You just go on, you log in, you fill out some information. I had to put in my insurance information, and it was supposed to be $4 for a doctor visit, but it was free for some reason. Maybe my first one is free. I'm not really sure. Anyway, and so I talked to this nice female doctor, and I'm like, you know, I it's coming on. I even like put the camera up to my lip. I'm like, you can see, you know, it's swelling and stuff. And so she's like, oh yeah. And I'm like, I just need a prescription because, and you know, it doesn't cure a fever blister, but this, whatever it does, it prevents it from getting larger and helps it to heal faster. And also you can take this medication as a preventative. So like, if you just take it all. So what I was doing before was if I got in situations where I was going to be out in the sun or I knew I was going to be very stressed or whatever, you know, I would take it every day, take one a day just to prevent getting it. But I didn't do that this time, even though I was having a really stressful February and I was using my lips a lot because I was playing trumpet a lot. So anyway, whatever happened, it happened. So I got, but I went through all of this and I was able to get a prescription, and the prescription only cost $4. I said three, but it was only four. And the doctor visit was free. I should have just done that to begin with because the other pills that I ordered by some sketchy company online, they're not even going to be here until like Friday or Monday or something. It's crazy. But I can't play my trumpet right now. And I can't go to orchestra rehearsal tonight. And I may not be completely healed by Sunday, so I may not be able to play on Sunday either. So I'm just taking a break from trumpet this week to let my horrible, hideous, nasty lesion heal. Ugh, I hate it. I feel so gross. I don't even know why I told you guys, but I did. Too late now. Anyway, so I wanted to make a correction. Dan on Twitter of the Gayish podcast said, you described Love It or List It, not Fixer Upper. He actually said Fixed Upper, but I assume he meant Fixer Upper. I'm so disappointed in you. Maybe you're not ready to buy a house after all. I can't believe I didn't have time to go back and listen to the episode, so I don't know what I said, but I'm going to assume that Dan is correct and that I actually, when I was talking about Hillary and how I always root for her because she's got the shit end of the deal. She gets a small budget and like they want to basically rebuild the entire house. And like I'm, you know, and then the realtor guy, I can't remember his name, but the realtor guy, he gets a bigger budget and they will up his budget. He'll be like, well, this one's slightly out of your price range, but I think you're going to love it. And they always up his budget, but they never up Hillary's budget. Anyway. It's Love It or List It, folks. Sorry if I got that wrong. I just want to correct myself right here. You know, that's what it is. Other than that, not much has been going on this week. I've been very wishy-washy, but I decided to stick with the product owner role for the year that my boss asked me to do it. And I sent him an email yesterday. I said, I'm going to do this, but I do not want to change my title in the system because I want to be able to easily go back to a technical role if I decide I hate this. So he was like, that's fine. You can do that. So I'm going to proceed with caution and just see what happens. I've been technical my whole life, so it's not like I'm going to stop doing stuff at home, you know, and I will. And also as a product owner, I can assign myself coding tasks to do on my product. So I, you know, I can say, oh, I'll fix a defect here or there, whatever. So I can stay technical, and we'll see if I like it. You know, we'll see. We did email a realtor on the house. We have not, I haven't heard back from her, and Mark included me on the email. So unless she just replied to Mark and not me, I don't think we've heard back yet. But we're hoping to meet with a realtor on the weekend to come up with like what our options are going to be. And Kathy Bacon has made it clear that I should buy a new house with a saltwater hot tub. And Scotty thinks we should buy a pre-existing home. So we'll see what we do. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.